Chapter 2. I was sitting on the front porch with Cade, listening to him talk about our plans for the weekend when my cell phone buzzed. I glanced at the number and didn't recognize it. Not wanting to disrupt him from the obvious role he was on, I flipped the phone over, figuring I'd deal with the caller when Cade was done. But the caller seemed insistent. A couple of minutes later, when my phone sounded off for the third time, Cade tipped his head in my direction and said,
"Don't you think you ought to get that?"
"We're talking," he said. "It can wait."
"Who is it?"
I shrugged. "I don't know. I don't recognize the number."
"What's the area code?"
I didn't remember, so I looked. 518.
"Huh. I don't know it."
I did. "New York."
"Who do you know in New York?"
We made eye contact, and a verbal response was no longer necessary. He knew whom I knew in New York. One person in particular. One family. And when my phone vibrated a fourth time, I answered it. "Hello?" Sniffling on the other end of the line, then, "Sloan." It was Giovanni's sister.
"Daniela?"
"Yes, it's me. I need your help."
"What's wrong?"
"Everything."
"Tell me what happened. Is it Giovanni? Is he all right?" Cade bristled at the sound of Giovanni's voice, the way any man would after hearing the name of his fiancé's ex.
I don't know," Daniela said.
"What do you mean? He's either okay or he isn't."
"We don't know where he is. He was, well, we think he's been taken."
"Taken?" I was shocked. "Back up to the beginning. Tell me everything." She informed me that a couple hours earlier, Giovanni had left the house with Marcello and another boy, his cousin Luca. Not long after, Giovanni called a man Daniela referred to as Falcon. I assumed he worked for Giovanni, but his name didn't ring a bell. Giovanni told Falcon he believed he was being followed. Then the line went dead. Falcon and Salvador found Giovanni's car abandoned on the street near the house, the driver's side door still open, car empty. Blood was found on the driver's seat, peppered across the floor mat, and smeared over the steering wheel.
"It's so strange. 911 received a call from a blocked number reporting an accident. When the ambulance arrived, they found Marcello and Luca, but not Giovanni."
I pressed a hand against my lips. "Is Marcello..."
"Marcello will be all right. But the other boy, my nephew Luca, he's in critical condition. They're operating now. We'll know more in a few hours."
"What can I do to help?"
"I need you here. Need you to find my brother and the son of a bitch jacking with our family."
I was surprised she'd called me. The Luciana family had their own people to handle things of this nature. By people, I referred to family. And not just any family. A mob family, or crime family, as they were commonly called nowadays. "I'll do whatever you need," I said. "But why me? Don't you have men to handle this kind of..."
"What's happened? It doesn't make any sense. I don't know who to trust right now, Sloan. I need you and that creative mind of yours."
"You have no idea who took Giovanni or why."
"We don't have beef with anyone right now, and only a complete imbecile would harm the children. Everyone knows they'd have two families to answer to if they did, ours and the Romanos."
The Romanos, Marcello's mother, the late Valentina Romano, had married Giovanni several years earlier, not out of love, but as a favor to her father, who wished to unite the two families. Over time, it had proven to be more problematic than fortuitous. "I thought there was bad blood between your two families," I said.
"That's all in the past now. Valentina's father, Joe, called a truce about a year ago."
Having placed the call on speaker when I'd answered it, I glanced at Cade to gauge his reaction. His arms were crossed, head shaking in disapproval. I didn't blame him for not wanting me to get involved. Aside from my history with Giovanni, I'd be putting myself in danger. In many ways, it was the very kind of danger that I lived for, my addiction, my crack cocaine. I didn't want to disappoint Cade, but I knew I had to help. "How soon do you need me?"
"Can you be ready in 4 hours?
"I can. Why?"
"I've sent our family jet to pick you up. Falcon will escort you back. See you soon."